Okay, let's unpack this. Imagine trying to build a house, right? But suddenly a quarter of the builders in your country have just vanished.
Just completely gone, yeah.
Yeah, totally gone. And that's the actual reality right now. The construction sector is, well, it's about 23% smaller than it was pre-pandemic.
Which is a massive contraction.
Exactly. So today on our deep dive, we're looking into the 2020-23 Department of Human Settlements annual report. Our mission here is to figure out how a nation actually fulfills the human right to housing when it's facing a shrinking economy, global inflation, and, well, natural disasters.
Right, because you have this global inflation driving up material costs, and
Yeah.
then fewer companies around to actually lay the bricks, it creates this huge bottleneck.
And that bottleneck creates a massive pressure cooker for what the report calls the gap market. For you listening, we're talking about people who earn between roughly 3,500 and 22,000 rand a month.
Yeah, it's a very tricky income bracket to be in.
It really is. It's like you're too tall for the kids' rides, but you're too short for the roller coasters. You make too much money to get a fully subsidized free house from the government, but.
But the banks say you don't earn enough to secure a standard mortgage.
Right. Especially with interest rates hitting their highest point since 2009.
Precisely. I mean, they're effectively locked out of the traditional credit market, though the report does note that the First Home Finance Program actually managed to help about 5,811 of these households buy their first homes this year.
Okay, wait. Helping a few thousand people is great, sure. But I have to push back a little here. Like, isn't that just a band-aid? If we're just throwing financial assistance at the gap, aren't we just subsidizing a fundamentally broken construction market?
Well, what's fascinating here is that the government is actually feeling that exact same squeeze on their end. They had to increase the housing subsidy quantum by like nearly 30%.
But almost 30% just to build the same house?
Yeah, a 29.7% increase just to keep pace with rising building costs, because severe power constraints and global supply chain shocks have completely shifted the base cost of production. It's just astronomically more expensive to build anything right now.
Okay, but let's say you manage to absorb those crazy costs and get the bricks laid. You then hit this completely invisible wall, which is the paperwork.
Ah, right, the title deeds.
Yeah, building the house is only half the battle. Proving who actually owns it is where the whole system is currently stalling out, and it is severely impacting the gap market's ability to build wealth.
The numbers on this are incredibly sobering, honestly. The government set a target to deliver almost 400,000 title deeds for the year, but they only achieved about 25,000.
That is a staggering miss, from 400,000 down to 25,000.
It is, and the reasons are entirely human. I mean, we're talking about family disputes, deceased estates, illegal occupants, and just untraceable beneficiaries.
Here's where it gets really interesting to me. It's basically an inheritance nightmare on a national scale. Like, if you can't even find the rightful owners to hand them a free deed, how do you expect to upgrade entire informal settlements?
You can't. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, security of tenure is the absolute bedrock of economic mobility. Without a title deed, a house is just shelter.
Right. Keeps the rain off your head,
But
but.
it's not a financial asset. You
Exactly.
can't leverage it to start a business or, send a kid to school. Without that paperwork, you're just economically frozen.
And this matters to you listening because it really demonstrates how massive global economic forces directly alter local city planning and basic human rights.
Exactly. You can build the physical house, but if the legal infrastructure fails, the whole engine stops.
So what does this all mean? It means housing a nation isn't just about bricks and mortar. It's this incredibly delicate web of legal, economic, and social infrastructure.
And that infrastructure is now facing totally new threats. The report focuses heavily on recent climate disasters, like the devastating KZN floods.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It changes everything.
It does. And it leaves you with a final, pretty provocative question. As extreme weather accelerates, will the future of housing have to shift away from permanent ownership entirely and move towards rapid, deployable survival architecture?